This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Global coronavirus cases surpassed 100 million Wednesday, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. As countries around the world struggle with new virus variants and vaccine shortfalls, almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. Britain's official death toll in the coronavirus pandemic has surpassed 100,000 as the government considers imposing hotel quarantines on international travelers to stop the new virus variants from reaching the country. In addition, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told lawmakers the authorities will turn away international travelers at airports if they do not have a valid reason for their planned trip.
Under the stay-at-home regulations, it is illegal to leave home, to travel abroad for leisure purposes. And we will enforce this at ports and airports by asking people why they are leaving and instructing them to return home if they do not have a valid reason to travel.
A military bomb disposal team was called to a COVID-19 vaccination production site in Wales Wednesday because of a suspicious package. Production was halted and staff were evacuated from the site following the discovery. The pharmaceutical and biotech company said later the package was made safe and employees were allowed back into the building. No further details have been given. Portugal announced Wednesday it would suspend all flights to and from Brazil for 2 weeks due to the surge in the number of coronavirus cases and the spread of new virus variants. The suspension start January 29th and end February 14th, according to a statement. Only Portuguese and EU residents will be able to travel between the two countries on